Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. How are you doing? In this video, I'm going to be asking whether the House of Windsor owes an apology to Meghan and Harry, because it came out in multiple media outlets yesterday that Meghan and Harry want an official public apology from the royal family, of which they're still kind of part. Now, the Meghan and Harry have not released an official statement, but there's certainly been no denial from their public relations team, and they're always complaining about the necromancy of PR, of Prince William's PR team lied to protect them. What specifically do they lie about? There's no corroborative particular here. Who lied when and what issue to which media outlet and so forth? But they wouldn't tell the truth, the PR teams, to protect Princess Meghan. What exactly would they not tell the truth about? I mean, Meghan and Harry are no slouches at carefully curating their image fairly successfully. They certainly got a following. I mean, I think was it Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter? I can't remember her name. A bit of a dimwit, someone I don't have a lot of time for. But she, I think, hit the bullseye for once when she said that that Meghan and Harry have lost America. Now, they will have a few ultra-liberal sycophants who'll stay with them, but I think they're not going to have as many fans as they did before. And for some African Americans, they say, "Oh, this chimes my lived experience. She's such a victim," and so on. So I don't think they'll lose their fan base completely, but I think it's shrunk. And I suspect that the public in the United States and elsewhere is just sick and tired of these two. We've heard it all before. This couple who wanted apology, who wanted privacy, and they spent 9 hours invading their own privacy, and therefore that of the rest of the royal family, giving us detail after detail about what went on behind the scenes, supposedly. You've no idea they're telling the truth or not, though these two are very mendacious. They don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. And saying, no, we must protect the privacy of our children. So here are some photos, and here is some footage, and all that kind of stuff. And no, we must have our privacy. We'll keep it all to ourselves. But here's the wedding speech, never before revealed. So they can't have it way both ways. I mean, they're both complete media hoes. They just do anything to get on television, anything to hog the limelight. And they're making 80 million pounds for it, 80 million, despite their much professed empathy for the needy. And they're not giving a single brass farthing of it to those who are starving. Their avarice really is nauseating. And then these constant, rather labored attempts to liken Meghan to Princess Diana. Is there some Oedipal complex that Harry suffers for, always seeing Meghan almost as the reincarnation of his mother, though she was hounded to her death? And these two, Meghan and Harry, they can never be wrong. Most people get it wrong sometimes. I get it wrong. I've made mistakes. I've been unethical and so on. I failed things. I've been irresponsible, and I fess up. And that's my fault. And I accept accountability for that, and I've got to do better in future. But Meghan and Harry, they've never made a single mistake. They never have to apologize. If anybody criticizes them, no matter how mildly, it must be racism or bigotry or some campaign of hate, this vast conspiracy. I mean, as I said, Meghan, she's really a female Trump. Now, I think they're owed an apology at all. There are certain rules of the firm. Meghan, you knew that. You signed up to that. She's even said on camera her friends tried to talk her out of marrying Harry, claiming that segments of the London press corps would savage her. And remember, she had an entirely laudatory press for several months. It's when they started to do imbecilic things and hypocritical things so that it all went pear-shaped. And don't forget that before Prince Harry met Meghan, he had a very cordial relationship with almost the entire UK media. And another thing is treating the media as monolithic. It's not. In the United Kingdom alone, there are thousands of media outlets. If you look at all the newspapers, magazines, including the online ones, the local press, hundreds of television channels, radio stations, and so on. So they're not all together. They're fighting for market share. Some of them editorialize in favor of Meghan and Harry. So there are tens of thousands of journalists. So it's preposterous to imagine that they're all ganging up on Meghan and Harry, who even today have their own pet journalists. and Meghan and Harry are sworn enemies of the free media, think that they're somehow uniquely above scrutiny and criticism and entitled to entirely positive press coverage. Nobody can say anything they find remotely disobliging about them. I mean, the conceit of it is staggering. It smacks of this astonishing arrogance that afflicts these two. So I don't think they're owed an apology. And Prince Harry, even he vocalized what the rest of the royal family is saying. Everybody's got a hard time. We've all got a caning in the press, and that's it. And you just got to take it on the chin and go on. Never explain, never apologize, never complain. You rise above it. You compose yourself. You bear with yourself with all the dignity you can muster. You carry on and you disregard it. And that's Prince Harry's even quoted his father in the old days saying, don't read the newspapers. And His Royal Highness Prince William, the Prince of Wales, has said occasionally he'll see an article that he finds very unpleasant. He's absolutely powerless. He's just got to suck it up. You know, you've got to take the rough with the smooth. That is it. It goes with the territory. Now, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Enough metaphors for the moment. So they did get out of the kitchen and they moved to California. And instead of just shutting up and fading into obscurity, no. They're always out there, always on television, always releasing statements through the media, constantly trying to stay in the public spotlight. So they want it both ways. They want privacy and they want to be center stage, demanding to be grabbing headlines, to be the main item on the news and so on. So the stupidity and the hypocrisy of this is staggering. I mean, I always knew Prince Harry was an imbecile, but you know, Meghan Markle, whatever else you say about her, she's not dim. It's part of a very carefully worked out strategy. So I don't see how they've been so ill-treated by the royal family, which gave them millions of pounds until a few years ago. And they still want to be in the royal family in some ways. And they've been invited to this to King Charles's coronation, which is this coming summer. But they could be a very awkward moment. They might be aggressively booed and hissed by segments of the crowd. They would be distracting from what should be the most fantastic day in the king's life. So we really can't have that. And you see people who've actually been offended, like Lady Susan Hussey, who's one of the Queen's lady-in-waiting. She made some rather unfortunate, ignorant and distasteful comments to Miss Ngozi Fulani, as in, where are you from? Miss Fulani is a black British woman, not accepting that she was a Londoner and a British and all the rest of it. But where are you from? But where are you really from? And her ancestors lived in the Caribbean for several generations. They came from Africa. They were kidnapped from Africa centuries ago. And of course, she doesn't know exactly which country they came because records weren't there. So she was offended by that. But you know what? This woman, she was magnanimous. She was willing to forgive Lady Susan, who made an abject apology. And I think Meghan and Harry should take a leaf out of their book. If Meghan and Harry need to be apologizing, constantly backstabbing their family, being as unhelpful as possible, being as grossly offensive, and no wonder Prince William supposedly lost the cool for them. So Prince Harry, he's gone spare his book coming out, I think, on the 10th of January, and suppose it's going to be incendiary. Every hurtful, insulting, and harmful thing he could possibly dream up, he's going to say it. So who should be apologising to whom? This pair are delusional. I don't see how they've been so ill-used. So the press are allowed to say what they want. They can be bitchy sometimes, and that's it, yeah? And if you put your head above the parapet, if you get into this forum of public life, I know they're not politicians exactly, is going to happen. If you court controversy, then people are allowed to say contentious things about you. You know, if you live by the media, you will die by the media. Now, there have been some online ghouls who said racist things, and of course, that is despicable. I wouldn't defend that for an instant. But a lot of what's the criticism of Meghan is about her as an individual, about choices she's made, things she said and done, and about Prince Harry. And he's worse than she is. He was born into it, and he knew the rules and all the rest of it, and he's got no sense of duty, only a sense of entitlement. So I don't think they're an apology whatsoever. I think very much the other way round. They ought to apologise to the House of Windsor. They've been trash-talking their family for years. You know, Meghan was only in that family for a year and a half. She's been out of it for 3 years already, and she just can't shut up about it. She's got a one-trick pony. Her favourite thing to do is complaining, just whining all the time. And it's very undignified, people being killed by their hundreds every single day in Ukraine, yet she can only self-pity. I mean, for goodness sake, cry me a river. It really is disgustful. And Prince Harry, what a whinge bag, navel-gazing. All right, you know, my self-pity too sometimes, but it's very unedifying. And the thing is, just get over it. And if you're Prince Harry, or even an ordinary person like me, you've got to count your blessings and remember just how fortunate you are to be alive. to be healthy, if you are, to be able-bodied, to have money in the bank, even not very much, to have a roof over my head, to have family and friends, people who love me. It could be a lot, lot worse. There are many people far worse off than I am, and virtually everybody's far worse off than he is. So he should just put a sock in it. And after that book, Spare, I really don't see what else there is to say. And every time they're just whining in public, that's less airtime. They've got their supposedly noble causes if they're such philanthropists. And it really stuck in the craw to see those two whiners getting a human rights award, what, for bad-mouthing their family? I mean, it's sick. Right. So thank you so much for watching my channel. So please donate on Patreon. Thank you very much to a donor the other day from Australia. Shan't say your name. And donate to me on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Remember, you can do online lessons with me in all sorts of subjects to help people with dissertations, interview practice, elocution, and so on. Right. Goodbye.